White, J.E. White, Emma. Loma Linda, California, April 3, 1910. Dear children Edson and Emma White, I have just received a letter from W.C. White, stating that he would be on his way to Nashville on the morrow. On the Sabbath, I spoke to quite a large congregation here under the pepper trees. I hope that those who were in attendance may be strengthened and blessed. I am not in my usual strength, but I think I shall improve, for they give me an opportunity to improve here. I shall take no new burden upon my soul if I can help it, until I recover my strength. I have ridden out the times. They have an abundance of excellent food here, much of it being raised on the farm. I enjoy the fresh vegetables very much. We are nicely located in two adjoining rooms. If I want anything, all I have to do is to tap on the door, which is close by my bed. We hope we may have as good accommodations when we return here to attend the meeting next month. There has been some thinning out of the patients here, but quite a large number still remain. Today has been a cloudy day, but there is a most beautiful sunset this evening, so we are almost sure of a bright Monday morning. I have had some conversation with Elder Burden concerning some matters which he wishes me to speak upon when I am able, in regard to the blending of the evangelistic and medical work. I think I shall be able to speak tomorrow forenoon, although I have not fully recovered by strength since speaking in Mountain View and Lodi, four times in each place. I shall not do this again, for it is not safe. I have not dared to presume upon my strength, but when before the people, I do not realize how much taxation I take upon myself. A week ago yesterday, I spoke in the church in Los Angeles, and the house was crowded to its utmost capacity. I wish a picture could have been drawn of the crowd. That crowded congregation was the most agreeable sight I have ever looked upon, and everything was in order. Every receptacle for flowers was removed. Every seat that could be crowded in was occupied. There was not one crying voice of a child, and the pleasant, happy faces were a sight that brought joy to my heart and did my soul good. The sisters, as far as I could see, removed their hats, and what a pleasure it was to view their countenances. I had good freedom in speaking. At the close of the service, a brother brought us back to the Glendale Sanitarium in his automobile. Out of the kindness of his heart, this brother had thus accommodated us. I could but think that a blessing would rest upon him for the kindness he showed to us. We had the utmost confidence in his skill in managing his machine. When we were seated in the automobile, ready to return to Glendale, not a few colored sisters pressed about the conveyance to see and speak with me. They expressed their appreciation of the discourse. Cheerfulness and happiness was expressed in their countenances, and it was a scene of cheerful parting. I shall long remember that interesting meeting, and the stillness and peacefulness expressed in the countenances of both white and colored people. I shall also remember the careful attention of brother and sister Andros, and the joy I felt in my heart to see them and their sons, who love and serve the Lord. May this family be blessed of the Lord, and glorify his holy name, is my prayer. I shall never forget this meeting, and all the pleasant circumstances which left to hallowed an impression upon me as we returned to Glendale. My dear children, I should be much pleased to see you and visit with you, but this is impossible at present. I believe the Lord will remove this feeling of weakness and lack of vitality that is upon me. I am rather in dread of the meetings at San Diego and Paradise Valley. From here we go to the San Fernando School to spend the next Sabbath and Sunday. I have received an urgent invitation from Dr. Winnegar Simpson to spend some weeks with her in Long Beach, but this I cannot do. The work on my books must go forward. They must be gotten into print so that the people can have them. I have kept up my diary, as far as possible, of our labors in Australia and in Europe, but this has not as yet been put into print. I have written to Dr. Simpson, thanking her for her kind invitation, but telling her that it will be impossible for me to make her a long visit. I am not strong, and will not be imprudent if I can avoid it. I hope I shall be able to bear my testimony in San Diego and in Paradise Valley. If not, then I will have done my best. I shall send a copy of this letter to Willie also. I sincerely hope that he will be with me at our meeting at Loma Linda. And now I will close my letter.